Hachette Audio presents Night Strider, Book 1. Written by Sophia Slade. Read by Honey St. Dennis. Prologue. The air was thick with the scent of decay. It seemed to shiver, recoil as King Warwick strode down the dank tunnel. He carried a torch to scatter the dark. The limitations of his human eyes were vexing indeed. Still, he walked as though he stood 7 feet tall, a crown of bone on his head and a blade at his hip. The king slowed as he approached his destination, a vast circular chamber drowned in shadow. He paused at the yawning entrance. Then, out of the abyss, a single quavering word.
Hello?
Warwick stepped into the sanctum and touched his torch to the channel of oil set into the wall. It ignited, the flames following its path around the circumference of the room. Rivers of script scaled the stone walls, spiraling toward the cavernous ceiling. Thousands of years of history were entombed here, but the king had no interest in history. His sights were set on the future, on his divine right to dominate two worlds, and the path to that future was crumpled on the floor before him.
"Good evening, little weaver," Warwick said.
The girl had barely reached maturity. Her cheeks were still round beneath her bruises. Her robes may have once been white, but were now stained with blood and filth. She struggled to raise herself into a sitting position, her shackles clanking dully. One of her eyes was swollen shut, purple and bulbous. The other was already filling with tears. Satisfaction knifed through Warwick. He would never tire of that look, the haunted, guttering gaze of a prisoner inches from breaking.
Are you prepared to tell me where the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?